please talk about what just went down last night, UFC Fight Night 174, the last fight on Fight Island. It was awesome, but the first thing I want to address is something that my bets went very well last night. You wouldn't think so with the tone in my voice, but I am irritated with the complete lack of respect that has been shown to Fabricio Werdum in the build-up to this fight, and actually after the fight as well. Because Fabricio Werdum fought Alexander Gustafsson last night, Gustafsson coming up to heavyweight, and nobody, I watched all the podcasts, watched everything leading up, not one pundit thought that Werdum had a chance. Everyone was saying that Gustafsson is gonna basically cruise in and beat Werdum, who is a man who is in the conversation for greatest heavyweight of all time. He is in the conversation for that. Look at the guys he beat. He beat Fedor, submitted him. He submitted Cain Velasquez. He gets submission. He is a multi-time Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu world champion. He's the former UFC heavyweight champion. He has been around since 2002. And the amount of disrespect that was being shown to him, I thought was actually, it was pretty bad. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm happy because I put money on Werdum, not just for the win, but by the submission as well. And because I thought that was exactly what was going to happen. Werdum was saying he's just going to look for the submission, and you know what? He's going to get it. And he did. He went out there and proved it, right? But even after the fight, the commentators are sitting there talking about how good Gustafsson looked. Like when he was standing. No, he fucking didn't. He didn't look good. He didn't look good at all. He looked slow. Werdum was eating him up with leg kicks, and he was waiting for Gustafsson to overcommit to something so that he could engage a scramble and get it down to the ground, which is exactly what he did, by the way. And then he scores an armbar in the first round and puts him out of there. Job done. But even after the commentators still couldn't give him any credit. The commentators are still sitting there going about how good Gustafsson looked at that weight. He fucking didn't. He didn't look good. He looked slow. He should stay at light heavyweight. Jones is going up to heavyweight anyway. All of the people that beat him at light heavyweight are all disappearing soon enough. So he can take that belt. He was better at light heavyweight when he's got a real advantage over people. Because how's he going to do against guys that are really big? Like Francis Ngannou, those kind of stature guys. He hasn't got that advantage anymore, has he? Stay at light heavyweight. No, it sounds like I'm being disrespectful to Gustafsson here. I'm not. I like Gustafsson. But I didn't really like... I don't like the whole fake retirement thing. The whole, oh, I'm retiring. No, I'm not. Henry Cejudo can fuck off as well. With all that shit. Well, what's the matter with... If you're retired, get out of the testing pool. You're not fooling anybody. You are not fooling anybody. Oh, I'm retired. Yeah, are you still in the USADA testing pool? Then you ain't fucking retired, are you? Eh? Yeah. Pissed off. Because I think that Werdum, he deserved better than that. Well, all doping scandals aside, I know that, you know, he got caught doping, whatever. And he, you know, he did his punishment. And now he's come back and he's gotten a win. He's gotten a submission win, emphatically, over Alexander Gustafsson. And people going on about, oh, he snitched to USADA. Let me tell you something, right? People were saying that he's giving up other fighters. That's incorrect. That's actually not what happened, right? What he did was he explained to USADA exactly what he was taking and exactly how he was taking it so that they can improve their testing so that they can catch more fighters in the future. He didn't give up any names. He didn't snitch on anybody. So stop saying all that shit because that's not actually what happened. Fucking idiots. Sorry, I'm irritated because even after the fight, they're saying, oh, well, you know, sometimes they're talking about how good Gustafsson looked. And sometimes, you know, your opponent's just better than you on that night. On that night, fuck you. Fuck you. Werdum said he was going to go in and submit Alexander Gustafsson, and he went in there and he did it. He did it within one round. And the commentators still can't give him any credit. Oh, well, on that night, he was just better. Fuck you. On any night. Any night he's better. Until Gustafsson proves otherwise, Werdum is better on any night of the week. Because he can do that to most people. What he did there, that's not a fluke. That's not an isolated incident. It's not an isolated thing. And also, he wasn't even going for the choke. They kept going, oh, he took the back and went for the choke. No, he didn't. He didn't go for the choke. At no point was he looking for the choke. He was always looking for the armbar. Look at what he did. He did the exact same thing to Walt Harris. Like, he took him down and then immediately started trying to isolate that arm and he got the armbar. He did the exact same thing. He was never looking for the choke. He just likes getting the armbar from that position. Fuck me. So, yeah, it was a great event, and I'm really glad that we're doing one. All the best to Gustafsson. I hope that, you know, I hope he goes back down to light heavyweight. I think he looks much better there. He has way more advantages there, you know, with his reach, his stature. And, yeah, I just prefer him. But either way, it was a very good card. The other thing, John Gooden, the commentator that stepped in for Anik this time. I like you, right? Great commentator. But please lay off the being overly British. It's cringeworthy, mate. Cringeworthy. Do you know what I mean? Saying shit like, oh, that's an elbow right to the mush of Till. Or, oh, that's a ravishing right hand. Shut the fuck up with that. Shut up with that. You're a very good commentator. You're so knowledgeable. Just be yourself. Don't stop doing that. It's cringeworthy. It's supposed to be more constructive than it's sounding right now. Because I'm irritated. But Jongan, you're a great commentator. You are awesome. I really like you. But when you say things like that, it's cringeworthy. Please cut it out. No, fair play to Dan Hardy for challenging Herb Dean over that late stoppage as well. Someone needed to say something. Fair play to you, Dan. Love Dan Hardy. Huge fan of Dan Hardy. And yeah, so all in all, it was a really good event. And yeah, if you look back through, I mean, you had some really outstanding performances. That Chimaev guy, he's had two fights now in 10 days and taken two punches. Jesus, although I don't know, the hype. Let's not get carried away just yet, because let's be fair. Like, the guys that he were fighting were both, neither of them were particularly good wrestlers. Let's put him against a really good defensive wrestler and just see how he does. Shogun versus Nogueira, that one lived up to the hype. Really enjoyed that one. I did predict a Shogun decision as well, just saying. And it was a fun night of fights. Till against Whittaker, excellent fight. It wasn't boring. It went to a decision, as I predicted. I thought it would go to a decision, and I did put my money on Robert Whittaker. So my 63-1 accumulator actually came off. Woof woof woof. Loving that. But yeah, and Darren Till, his stock has gone up as well. Like, even afterwards, like the interviews, he looked really fantastic. There was some good British talent on the prelims as well. Nathaniel Wood looked really, really good. Great night of fights. I do think that certain people, though, Verdum an apology. Quite frankly, I don't even understand that even after the fight, I don't think anyone even said, wow, that is outstanding. He said he was going to do it. He just got in there and did it. And it was just perfect. Flawless. No one said that. They were just focused on how good Gustafsson looked. And he didn't. He didn't look good. I don't think he looked good at heavyweight. Go back down to light heavyweight. Gustafsson is a fucking talent. Do you know what I mean? Go back down to light heavyweight. Like, he can get that belt. He can. But I don't think he competes well at heavyweight. I don't think he's really got the frame for it. And he's good because he's fast. He's fast. His boxing's crisp and he's fast. He's not that fast at heavyweight. But he said in the interview beforehand, he was just like, yeah, you know, the difference between the heavyweights and the light heavyweights is the heavyweights are stronger. Now, I'm getting stronger because I'm at heavyweight, but I've brought all my speed with me, so now I have both. No, you don't, because you're carrying that extra weight. You're carrying that extra weight that you're not used to. Vis-a-vis, you ain't as fast anymore, so you haven't brought your speed up to heavyweight. And that showed. It showed. And fair play to Werdum. Go to another promotion, mate. Go to another promotion. Get their heavyweight title as well. And show all those fuckers. Show them all. Anyway, I'm fucking ecstatic because all of my bets came off. It was a wonderful night of fights. Fight Island in general has just been absolutely outstanding. So, just looking forward to the fights next week. Until then, keep those odds long and those bets terrible, and I will see you in the future.